Well, I have gray hair, so I want you to try to go back in time, about 25, 30 years. Nowadays, you all know, I mean, you have this app and that app, and your list of passwords is sort of like 100 or so. And do you really remember them all? Do you really follow? I don't write them down. Well, anyway, so this is 26 years ago, I think. I was working for a company down on the Washington Beltway, one of the famous Beltway bandits, and we worked on contracts for the U.S. government. And I'm not telling you which agency, but it was one which had a very particular and peculiar way of administering their systems. For the main administrative user ID for that particular program that they were working in, they invented a new ID. Now, I, after a little while, got into this funny role that I was supervising 21 different programs, which meant I had 21 administrative IDs with 21 passwords, which had to change every 3 weeks. And the rule is, don't write them down. Now, what do you do? So the first time, of course, I wrote them down, and I used them, and 3 weeks later, I spent something like 3 hours to change all the passwords. I write them down again, try again, and I did it a third time, and then I got tired of it. Now, I was an administrator. So, and you know, I mean, those days, PCs had just come around, the viruses had just been invented, all this kind of stuff was new. So we worked still on the big mainframes. And administrator, you had some power. So what I was doing is, I know these secret programs that a particular computer company is putting out for the system programmers and nobody else. Well, I figured out which ones they were, and I found the one which actually changes the password file. So I created a little program of my own which would take the existing password and change it in a very well-calculable way to another password, 21 times. Okay, and I ran this program every 3 weeks. And everything was fine for about 6-7 months. And then in one of the conferences I had with my program officer from the government, he took me aside and says, there's something strange with you. Nobody else can remember 21 passwords all the time. And you never make a mistake. Well, at that point, my program became an issue. And I negotiated. I said, well, my memory is pretty good, but not that good. I can't do that every 3 weeks. And so in the end, they relented. I had to turn over the program to their system programmer, and he would run it for me just the way I would design it. So I had essentially the same effect. Certainly, the security rules that government should follow were not quite followed.